A new military alliance of Arab Gulf states could be up and running by next week. Leaders are meeting this week, and they'll finish working out the details. It's happening because of the rise of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, not to mention the ranging influence of Iran. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Dubai on how the joint command would be organized.
Saudi Arabia is to be the command center. The Gulf states will contribute air, ground, and naval forces according to the size of their military, say Gulf officials. Even an unprecedented rift with Qatar has been patched over to launch this venture in military cooperation because of one overriding concern, says Faisal Rafai. He's the chief columnist for The National, a UAE-based newspaper.
There is now a recognition, particularly in the Gulf, that if the problem of ISIS is not solved by the region, then it will reach the doors and the gates of the Gulf.
Domestically, Gulf states have already seen spillover. In September, an attack that killed seven Saudi Shias was linked to the Sunni militants of ISIS. Hundreds of Gulf residents have joined the militant movement. Look around the region, says Dr. Theodore Karasik, a security specialist based in Dubai. The threat environment has changed dramatically.
The Gulf states, and particularly the UAE and Saudi Arabia, are facing a three-front war.
He points to Syria and Iraq. There's also unrest in Yemen and Libya. Conflicts Saudi Arabia and the UAE are watching closely.
It is a desperate requirement for these states, along with Morocco and Jordan and Egypt, to form a military alliance and to divide the labor of which states are responsible for what.
Some of the pieces of this force are already in action.
We see it in how the Arab states are participating in the coalition operations against ISIS.
In August, Gulf states signed on to the U.S.-led coalition. Now, U.S. fighter jets take off from a UAE airbase, often accompanied by the F-16 Falcons of the Air Force here, including a highly publicized female fighter pilot.
We have sent some of our best men and women to do the fight, and I think rightly so.
Academic Abdelkhalik Abdullah says it's part of a new aggressive posture for the prosperous Gulf. The U.S. has encouraged the step, but it's also driven by worries in the Gulf that the U.S. may be pulling back from the region, that U.S. relations with Iran are warming. They face ISIS closer to home, Daesh in Arabic, a threat the Gulf understands better than Americans, says Abdullah.
We should be in the forefront of fighting against Daesh. Our value is at stake.
Gulf nations are now committed to the region's first rapid reaction force. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Dubai.